Well, it's Tuesday, so that means we have our weekly check-in with one of the four school districts in York County. And today, of course, is our time with Clover School District. So we are joined with Stephanie Knott, who is the Public Information Officer for Clover Schools. And she also brought along a friend today, Bailey Jackson, who is the Athletic Director at Clover High School. So welcome to you both. Stephanie, we're going to start with you. We're going to do some housekeeping things that are going on in the Clover schools. First, I want to start with the Clover Leaf Gala that's getting ready to take place. And if you would, just give our listeners a brief overview of what the Clover Leaf, is it the foundation, is and what they do.
Correct. So Clover Leaf is the education foundation that supports the Clover School District. This year they are celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Wow.
So this is going to be a very special fundraising gala. They started with an initial mission of supporting teacher grants and helping teachers get supplies and equipment that they need to do innovative lessons. But they've expanded that a little bit. So one of their largest gifts to date has been giving $5,000 to the marching band for that trip to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
So they are going to be gathering and having live auctions, silent auctions, lots of other fun activities, a band, a DJ, the signature cocktail.
Bringing out all the stops.
All the stops to celebrate 40 years of supporting excellence in the Clover School District.
That's amazing. Now, where is the gala going to take place, Stephanie?
So it's going to take place on Saturday, March 7th at Camelot Meadows in Belmont.
Okay.
It's a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. It's going to be our second year at that location. Tickets and sponsorships are both still available.
Okay.
And their website is cloverleafsc.org.
This is gala season, and we had someone else in yesterday talking about their upcoming gala. Now, the question always is, what's the attire for both men and women? So if people are coming or want to get tickets, what do you tell them to wear, Stephanie?
It is cocktail attire.
I love that. Okay.
My dress is currently being altered.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
So we're on the countdown for that. And, the fundraising committee with Leaf is meeting weekly now and at crunch time to make sure that all of those donations for silent and live auction are in place. And all of the final details are ready for our guests.
That's great. That's going to be an exciting event. And congratulations on 40 years. That's truly
amazing.
Remarkable. Yes. All right. Want to go out to Roosevelt Middle School as well. They've got a lot going on over there. So give us some brief updates on what's going on there.
Sure. So right now we are meeting with alumni from Roosevelt High School and looking at how they would like to have the story of Roosevelt High School preserved in the hallways of Roosevelt Middle School. So we met with them at what is, of course, currently the ninth grade campus a few weeks ago. And they were just delighted to see the blue and gold going up on the walls there. The painters were actually at work the day that we met with them and had our lunch meeting. But we explored some different kinds of projects other school districts have done to tell the stories of schools that they've operated prior to desegregation. So they've picked kind of a design template that they like. And then we've been working on a timeline for that. What are the key events and milestones in the history of Roosevelt? So I was back out with them on Saturday for their regular monthly meeting, trying to refine and polish that a little bit as we get some walls measured and talk to vendors and pull together funding to be able to do that project.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And Stephanie Knott, there's nobody better to manage a timeline than you are. Me and Lucas give you kudos a lot about the timeline. Give us an overview. Clover Schools in the fall will be opening three new schools. So if you'll just review that with us and how things are going with the high school as well as the elementary school as well.
Sure. So construction is still running on schedule. Again,
what we like to hear when it comes to construction, right?
Absolutely. So again, we'll be opening Lake Wylie High School. Roosevelt Middle School, which again is just a repurposing of the ninth grade campus with a beautiful new fine arts wing. But again, a lovely branding package that's going in there right now. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, Liberty Hill Elementary will also open, co-located with Lake Wylie High School. And that's August 3rd.
Yes, exciting. You got all the balloons and everything ready to go, I'm sure.
We will. I keep saying we'll be out there.
It's going to be a fun day.
With the marching bands and the cheerleaders
right.
at Zero Dark 30.
That's right. We cannot wait. All right. Now we want to take it over to Clover High School. Again, we said we love when our friends at the show bring friends of the show. And Stephanie has brought along Bailey Jackson, who was the athletic director at Clover High School, and you have a lot going on over there as well, but we want to start by giving some kudos to the state 5A wrestling champs.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, it was incredible last Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, those coaches, Coach Fitzgerald, Coach Mack, and the rest of them worked so hard to do things the right way. We've increased our numbers in wrestling. Like, it's tremendous. We have female wrestling, and to see them win, I've been part of a lot of state championships, but that one was pretty special because of the relationship we have with those guys and that team.
How many wrestlers do you have out there at Clover High School?
We probably total over 90 on our rosters. Obviously, all of them don't wrestle all the time, but we have quite a few.
I mean, and does that span, is it just 9 through 12?
It is.
Do you have some middle school kids that wrestle, or is it just the high school
level? Oh, it's just the high school, but both middle schools have their own wrestling programs, too.
That's pretty amazing. So is this the first time they've ever won a state championship?
It is. In the time that I've been at Clover, we've been to the upper state finals.
Okay.
But this was, we got over the hump, as they say. Mm-hmm. And, it was an intense match with James Island. I mean, it came down to the very last bout, and it was very late when we got back, but that didn't stop the police and the fireworks.
That's right. I'm from the Charleston area originally, and so James Island has always had a phenomenal wrestling program. So that's a huge feat. So congrats to that. And I'm assuming there'll be a new banner up in the gym or wherever you hang your banners.
A new banner, a new picture, and some new rings.
That's right. That's amazing. Yeah. And then you also have a new football coach.
We do. We're
to
excited.
Clover High School. Yep. So tell us all about your new addition to your coaching staff.
Well, so Coach Wilbright was our football coach, and he left to go to North Myrtle Beach, and we appreciate what he did. But then I made a short list of people that I really wanted to talk to. And Bennett Swigert at Hillcrest, we've played them for the last 3 years. I was always impressed with the way his program kind of carried themselves and how his teams played. And so we were able to get him in for an interview with several other very good candidates. And, he ended up rising to the top. And we're excited to have him. It starts next week. He's already been there a couple of days to meet the coaches, meet the players.
That's great. And he's got a pretty impressive resume, if you want to run down some of that for our listeners and viewers.
Yeah, so first of all, he played for John McKissick at Somerville, who's won more games than anybody in the history of American football. Then he played at South Carolina under Lou Holtz. He finished at Western, but he's been a head coach for 3 years. He's been offensive coordinator at the Division I level, Division II level. But the most interesting thing to me is the fact that the guys at Western, Matt Rhule was on staff at Western.
Sure.
He's at Nebraska now. Of course, he coached the Panthers. Clayton White's the defensive coordinator at South Carolina. Brent Key's the head coach at Georgia Tech now. He was on that staff.
Mm-hmm.
But he played with Fran Brown, who's the head coach of Syracuse. So he's seen a lot of very good football and a lot of very good coaches. So we're excited about him and what he brings to our school.
And he's also coached at the college level as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. He was a Division I at South Carolina State, offensive coordinator.
Yeah. So how do you think that's going to help the players, or what are they most looking forward to with Coach?
Well, I think we have some really good returning players, and I think they're excited about what we're going to do offensively. And then we're talking to defensive guys, too, to get one of his folks in to be our defensive coordinator, who learned from Matt Rhule. So.
Yeah. So are the players receptive? Are they excited or ready to
get
the season started?
Yeah, and I would like to give a shout-out to our assistant coaches who kept things moving forward. Every day, first block, they get after it in the weight room, and it just continued on as if nothing had ever changed.
Right. So football doesn't stop in this county, does it?
No.
Well, we appreciate all that you do in your leadership there. Of course, this is Stephanie Knott, who is the public information officer for Clover Schools, and the Clover High School AD, Bailey Jackson. We appreciate all that you do, and look forward to hearing from you more during football season.
Yeah, and we really appreciate what you guys do for high school sports.
Thank you. We appreciate it.